Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Little Boomer Sooner here on the Jack and Tom Show. Fiery up for tonight's Okie State, Oklahoma game in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Big 12 South on the line.
Big 12 South goes to the winner, I believe.
Yes.
Even if the Sooners win, there's a shot at A&M could sneak in there. The highest rated BCS team in the Big 12 South gets that bid. It's crazy, you know, all that. Same crap's going on in the Big Ten.
You know what's crazy about Texas A&M is the fact that they've gotten better after Gerard Johnson got benched.
Yeah, they got new quarterback.
At the beginning
in
of the
there.
Year, I was high on Gerard Johnson. In fact, I don't think he's had that awful of a season, but they're really
clicking. He almost beat
him.
Texas last year in that game in College Station. Yep. But the Aggies finally got it done Thursday night. I want to remind our listeners, I got a phone message last night from our good friend Rod Watts, the head basketball coach at Eastern High School. They're having the Turkey Man Thanksgiving scrimmage out at the Don Johnson Fieldhouse, and I'm telling you what, these are some big time names in high school basketball. These ongoing scrimmages that are taking place from now on all through I think post 4 p.m. this afternoon. The likes of Benton Harbor, Dearborn, Robichaud, Cass Tech, Country Day, Pershing, Grand Rapids, Ottawa Hills, KZU Central, defending state champions last year, Muskegon Heights, Arthur Hill, and Warren D. LaSalle, let alone the Lansing teams, the Quakers, obviously Everett, Sexton, and Waverly. So
some competitive games.
Yeah, big Keith Appling played in this game. In fact, you saw that, Jack or Scott, last year, did you not?
Yeah, that was the first time I saw Ray McCallum and Keith Appling.
Ray McCallum from Country Day, so you can see him up close. Now, where do people stand, just out of curiosity?
Well, the way they did it last year, they take all the bleachers out, so they have three full courts in the field house.
Going on abreast all at the same time.
So they have kind of little tiny bleachers, like five row bleachers you can sit on there or all around the base. The baseline, I think, is still reserved for coaches and scouts.
Uh-huh.
And then you just kind of stand wherever. And I believe there's one other court in the high school where there's some teams play. So they have four courts.
Oh, at the Cracker Box.
Yes.
Yes, at the Eastern High, the old the central part of the high school there. So not the Don Johnson Fieldhouse. So anyway, we'll want to remind our people to go out and check that out amongst the college football that's being played today. Now, Dave, I got to bring this point up. Not that I'm, and I'm not being negative against the Mid-American Conference.
Well, that's okay. You can this year.
Okay. Because I like the MAC, and my daughter goes to Central, and she loves it up there. Taylor loves it. And I went to the Western Central game and had a great time up there a few weeks ago. And so all is good. But I'm watching the Ohio-U-Kent State game yesterday. And this is where Ohio-U can have a shot at getting in the MAC title game at Ford Field.
Mm-hmm.
And behind the Kent State bench, which is, I assume, the home field, there's nobody there. There's nobody there. It's sunny. It's a beautiful day. I don't know what that number came up with. I tried to look in the stats. But these numbers in terms of attendance for the MAC games, and this is where the negative part of playing Thanksgiving weekend is, and I wish college football wrapped
would
do
up. Do away with it.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're talking about at Eastern Michigan, and they're, you know, getting blasted 71-3.
Yeah.
They had 5,000 fans there.
Well, and actually, that's probably pretty good for Eastern Michigan. Most of the time, Eastern is around 2,000.
Yeah, they play Northern Illinois is really good.
Very good.
71-3 is pretty bad. Ron English is going to get another year.
Well, technically, he improved. They went from 0-12 to 2-10. So technically, they're on the comeback trail. Yeah,
right.
The attendance is it's a little bothering, but it's always been like that in the MAC.
Yeah, no, Western had they went to Bowling Green on the road, and they had 5,100 fans exactly for that game. And then I think at the Glass Bowl in that shootout between CMU and Toledo, there was roughly
like 12,000, right?
So that's not bad. You know, but I think, you know, the reason I'm drawing the attention is I don't know how these D1 schools
support
make the revenue to pay the budget.
Well, and then also you throw into it that students are free.
Right.
They're, you know, as long as you have a student ID, you get in for
free. But that's put in by, you know, the tuition. It comes out as there's some funding going on.
There's some, but there's not much. I think the camera views have a little bit to do with it, because a lot of those camera views, people sit on the press box side. So, like, for example, when Central Michigan played Boston College a couple of years ago, it looked like there was almost nobody at the stadium.
Good point.
Because they were all on the press box side. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't bad attendance, because there is. In fact, the MAC a couple years ago, I believe my sophomore year, so that was 2004, 2005-ish, the MAC had probation on all of their teams.
Really?
Basically saying, you need to average 15,000 people
every other year, or else you're
getting bumped down to 1AA. And so it was a big deal among all the schools. But it's always been a problem. And I think part of the reason is a lot of these schools are in areas where there are bigger teams around that you can support. And because of that, I look at a school like Central, who probably has maybe the most support community-wise of anybody else. And that's because they're an oasis in the middle of nowhere where the community really supports them and likes coming out to the games. Another factor I look at is the turnover that you have in the MAC. No team stays dominant for more than 3 years.
So you don't have the branding going on.
You don't have the branding. You don't have that solid team that's always on the top. I mean, Northern Illinois is back on the top now.
Central's been pretty consistent.
Well, the last couple of years, but look what happened this year. You get a couple star players. What happens is you get a couple star players and you do well for a couple of years and then you lose those star players. And all of a sudden, you're not good. Look at Miami, Ohio with Ben Roethlisberger. Central with Dan LeFevre. It happens on every single team, and there's a lot of turnover, and that hurts.
Right. 393-3700 is a number to call. We're going to take our callers for these next two segments on the Jack and Tom Show at 935, 950. So any of your opinions you want to share with us on college football, Michigan State, what's happening today, just give us a call, and we'll take your call and throw you into the conversation on the Jack and Tom Show at 1320 WILS.